Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Sun who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at His terrible anger. Smoke came forth from His nostrils and scorching fire from His mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under His feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness His covering, the dark waters of the clouds His tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings, and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just. Repaid me, for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love, and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance. And scatter my darkness.
All wondered at the words of grace,
which came from the mouth of the Lord.
From the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he led me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me in the center of the plain, which was now filled with bones. He made me walk among them in every direction so that I saw how many they were on the surface of the plain, how dry they were. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones come to life?" "Lord God," I answered, "you alone know that." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, see, I will bring spirit into you that you may come to life. I will put sinews upon you, make flesh grow over you,
cover your skin and put spirit in you so that you may come to life and know that I am the Lord.
I prophesied as I had been told. And even as I was prophesying, I heard a noise. It was a rattling as the bones came together, bone joining bone. I saw the sinews and the flesh come upon them and the skin cover them, but there was no spirit in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O Spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life." I prophesied as he told me, and the Spirit came into them, and they came alive and stood upright, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They have been saying, 'Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you, that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. "I shall open your graves and raise you up from them.
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he die, shall live.
Then you shall know that I am the Lord."
A reading from a sermon on pastors by St. Augustine, Bishop. Shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. But what are the shepherds to hear? Thus says the Lord God, "Behold, I myself am over the shepherds, and I will claim my sheep from their hands. Hear and learn, you sheep of God. God calls for an accounting of his sheep from the wicked shepherds, and inquires into the death of his sheep at their hands. For in another passage he speaks through the same prophet, 'Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. You shall hear the word from my mouth, and you shall point out the way to them in my name. When I say to the sinner, you shall die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked man from his wicked way, because of his wickedness he shall die, but you shall be held responsible for his death. If, however, you warn the wicked man to turn away from his wickedness, and he fails to do so, he shall die in his iniquity, but you shall have saved your soul. Dear brothers, what does this mean? Do you see how dangerous it is to keep silent? The sinner dies, and rightly so. He dies in his wickedness and in his sin, for his failure to heed you has killed him. He could have found the Lord, the living shepherd who says, 'I live.' But he was heedless, and the one appointed for this task, the watchman, did not warn him. The wicked one, then, justly suffers death, and the watchman rightly suffers damnation. But the Lord says, 'If you say to the wicked man, you shall surely die, and if he fails to heed the sword of judgment with which I have threatened him, that sword will overtake and kill him, and he will die in his sin, but you will have saved your soul. Therefore, it is our task not to keep silent, and it is your task, even if we ourselves are silent, to hear the words of the shepherd from the Scriptures. I have said that he will take the sheep from the bad shepherds and give them to shepherds who are good. Let us consider whether he does so. I see him taking the sheep from the bad shepherds when he says, "Behold, I myself am over the shepherds, and I will claim my sheep from their hands, and I will turn away from them, so that they may not pasture my sheep, and the shepherds shall no longer give pasture. For when I say, 'Let them pasture my sheep,' they give pasture to themselves and not to my sheep. Therefore, I will turn away from them, so that they may not pasture my sheep." How does the Lord turn away from them to keep them from pasturing his sheep? Do whatever they tell you, but do not follow what they do. It is as if he said, "The words they say are mine, but their deeds are their own." If you do not follow the example of the bad shepherds, they are not giving you pasture. But if you do what they say, it is I who am feeding you.
What type of steward would be wise and faithful enough for the master to select as an overseer of his household? Blessed is that servant who is found at work when his master returns. Stewards are expected to be trustworthy.
Blessed is that servant who is found at work when his master returns. Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that, by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.